This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 25th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley told Ag Media this morning he's not sure how to solve the trade impasse between the U.S. and China. However, he said he knows a strategy that will not work.
Well, you don't do it by having our trade people negotiate in the press and saying that China's negotiation, which they probably are, but China doesn't want this stuff to be discussed publicly in order to get some real progress being made. And I think there has been some progress being made, but our executive branch has to shut up and negotiate and not do it in the press.
Grassley said the Chinese won't be bullied.
Chinese sees the world seeing the United States putting pressure on China, and China is a proud nation of 5,000 years of history, and they ain't going to be pushed around, even though there's good reason to push them, but they don't like that. So we got to be more gentlemanly in our approach to China and quit talking about it so much.
Iowa's senior senator says he's keeping an eye on proposed USDA downsizing.
I think when a farmer goes to the FSA that they ought to get the service and not wait in line for hours to get the job done. And I don't know how many people that takes, but obviously I'm going to be monitoring to make sure that that service is available.
Grassley said he's not sure if the agency is currently over or understaffed, but he's adamant that farmers will be served.
When I hear from farmers that they aren't being served, then I'm going to obviously speak for the Iowa farmers or the American farmers, because we have programs that farmers can access, and they ought to be able to get answers to their questions about whether or not they qualify or not.
This week, Elizabeth Burns Thompson with the Modern Ag Alliance celebrated a victory in the North Dakota legislature.
We were pleased to see the state of North Dakota and Governor Armstrong finally put forward the first in the country clarity around the rigor of pesticide labels. So at the core of what this bill does and will lead the way in doing is provide that the federal label is the law. And that provides the clarity that not only manufacturers need, but really all of agriculture needs to ensure that these products continue to remain viable and on the market moving forward.
Thompson says they're working in a number of states.
Through Modern Ag Alliance, we've worked in about 10 states so far this year. The bills have been moved forward, like we noted, in North Dakota. We're awaiting the governor's signature in Georgia. There continues to be active legislation in Missouri and Iowa at this point in time that we're continuing to work on, but a number of state law legislative bodies have considered this and moved it forward. In some cases, we'll be working on it again back in 2026.
Thompson says the question in trial litigation has been more about label adequacy rather than specific damages from using products.
Farmers that have gone through pesticide applicator training know and have heard many times the label is the law, the label is the law. That is at the core of exactly what these particular bills are doing as well, is recognizing that when it comes to health and safety warnings, what is in those federally approved labels is the law. Nothing more, nothing less.
Regarding labels, Thompson says ag companies really can't win until the authority of the federal label is confirmed.
You have entities that would like to, and have said that they are going to sue until additional warnings or disclaimers are added to these labels. On the other side of that, you have a regulatory entity with US EPA that says we will not allow you to add additional disclaimers and warnings and things like that unless there's scientific justification. And to go so far as to say, if you do, that's misbranding and your registration is pulled. So agriculture and these manufacturers really sit between a rock and a hard place. There is not a way to achieve both sides of that, making both sides happy. So I think that's why these bills, again, are so incredibly important, because it provides that clarity and consistency, again, that the federally approved label is the law.
Elizabeth Burns Thompson with the Modern Ag Alliance. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.